Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, and distinguished members of the Open-Ended Working Group on a United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Peasants and Other People Working in Rural Areas. It is an honor to address you again this year in the framework of this fifth session. First of all, I wish to congratulate you on the tremendous effort of the working group on the preparation of this declaration. By producing 70% of the world's food, family farming, peasant agriculture, and small-scale food production are of vital importance for food security worldwide and contribute to a fundamental extent to the economic, environmental, and social sustainability of food systems. In spite of their huge contribution to the fight against hunger, peasants face increasing levels of vulnerability to a variety of threats, which underlines the need for increased protection and attention of their rights. The International Year of Family Farming in 2014 paved the way for a global recognition of the role played by family farmers, peasants, and all small food producers, and for the repositioning at the core of the ongoing national and international debates on food and agriculture. The celebration of the Year of Family Farming significantly raised the profile of family farmers, peasants, and all small food producers, which were included in the follow-up on the Zero Hunger Challenge launched by the United Nations Secretary General in 2012 and in the preparation for the Sustainable Development Agenda. The SDGs made sure the role of small-scale food producers is recognized with a dedicated target to increase their productivity and income within goal number 2 of ending hunger and achieving food security, but also in several other goals, constituting an integrated, indivisible set of global priorities that address small-scale agriculture in all of its dimensions relevant to sustainable development. Mr. Chairman, the UN Decade of Action on Nutrition, proclaimed in 2016, speaks to the importance of peasants, small-scale fishers, and pastoralists as key actors for sustainable and healthy food production and the need to support small-scale production. The ongoing efforts undertaken by some countries in favor of the proclamation of a UN Decade on Family Farming is another element showing the increasing centrality that small-scale producers are gaining in the framework of present and future strategies. The draft declaration addresses some of the most relevant and established areas of work of FAO, aimed to rapidly advance the achievement of zero hunger and the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Specific reference is made to the right to adequate food, land, water, pastoralism, cultural identity, agroecology, traditional knowledge, and social protection for rural people, gender equality in rural areas. This declaration is strictly linked with the most relevant principles and guidelines adopted by the Committee on World Food Security and the FAO governing bodies, with a particular reference to the voluntary guidelines on the responsible governance of tenure of land, fisheries and forests in the context of national food security, among several others. FAO has also been increasingly working with indigenous peoples, with the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People and ILO 169, Indigenous and Tribal Peoples Convention, as our overarching frameworks. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, in view of the foregoing, I'm happy to reaffirm FAO's support to the UN Declaration on the Rights of Peasants and Other People Working in Rural Areas, which will help in reaching their potential and overcoming the challenges that they face in everyday life. I thank you for your attention, and I wish you a productive and fruitful debate.